Around the entrance to the Education Centre are several display boards. The first of these is about Sir Charles Hastings. Arguably, he was the first person responsible for creating the medical profession as we know it today, by founding what became the British Medical Association, or BMA for short. He was born at Martley near Worcester and worked in the city. A bust sculpture of Charles Hastings can be found in the wall recess to the left of this display board. If you continue further into the foyer, the stairs and lift to the first floor on the left. Moving forward, look near the museum entrance and you will find three more display boards providing important information about the museum's displays. A chronology of the history of medicine indicates developments that are illustrated by items displayed in the museum. On the opposite wall is a chronology of local medical history. This shows how objects in the museum relate to the medical history of Worcestershire. A prime intention in setting up the museum was to represent medicine and healthcare locally, and most of the artefacts displayed originated in the Worcester area. Alongside this chronology is an illustrated explanation in the development of the Worcester Infirmary. Starting life in Silver Street, it then moved to Castle Street and became the Worcester Royal Infirmary, which then transferred to a new site at Newtown. As the Worcestershire Royal Hospital in this display, lithographs, photographs and paintings of the Worcester Infirmary at various stages of development are reproduced. The lithograph of the Castle Street Hospital is the only known picture of the infirmary as it was when it was first opened in the 1750s, before extensions were built in the 19th and 20th centuries. The bay windows on the building overlooked the racecourse and were destroyed in the 19th century by one of the extensions. This building is protected by listed building status. The reproduction of the painting of the Royal Infirmary by local artist David Birtwistle is a reminder of the infirmary in its later years. Take a look at the two temporary display cases which are located to the left of the museum entrance. The objects in these cases are changed regularly and continually to surprise our visitors. On the wall, to the right of the museum entrance, there are two high shelves featuring 9 death masks. The 10th death mask can be found in the mental health display case. Worcester County Jail stood in Love's Grove from 1830 to 1930. After men were hanged for their crimes, they would be taken for a post-mortem at the infirmary. Plaster casts of their head would be taken to make the death mask, which would then be studied in physiognomy, the study of facial features, and phrenology, the study of location of abilities in the head, to analyse criminal characteristics. In the wall recess in between the masks is another bust sculpture. This one features Sir John Rushout, who was the founder of the original Worcester Infirmary in Silver Street, 1750. When you are ready, go through the double doors into the museum and begin the tour.